A lot of us have got the faith, but we haven't got the patience. And we're wondering why we're not inheriting the promise. And it's not because God's not faithful. And it's not because we don't have faith. It's because we lack patience. If we're going to inherit the promises of God, we need faith and patience. Hi, and thanks so much for joining me for Equip and Empower. I'm so fired up for today's message because while I'm going to share about something God has revealed to us in Scripture, it's also something that my own daughter helped me to realize when she was just 2 years old. So it's transformed the way that I walk out my faith, and I'm believing it's going to do the same for you, turning what might seem normal and mundane into the adventurous and miraculous. This is going to be awesome. So let's get started right now. Hey everyone, I am so grateful that you've joined us today. I truly believe that you've tuned in the divine timing, plan and purpose of God, and God has a word for you today. You know, it's so interesting in life. We read in the Scripture, and I love this Scripture in particular, in the book of Mark chapter 10. And it says in verses 13 to 16, people were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." After taking them in his arms, he laid his hands on them and bless them. I love this scripture because we see right from the outset that Jesus Christ was a man that loved children. You know, in a world that often is abusive to children, or, you know, where children are considered to be a bother or to be seen and not heard, what I love about Jesus is that he loved children, he protected children, he valued children, he esteemed children, he saw children, he brought children unto himself. Jesus is a lover of children, and he says that we are to receive the kingdom of God like little children. In fact, if we don't, we can't receive it. There needs to be this childlike awe, this childlike wonder, this childlike trust, this childlike faith in God and the things of God, and that we're to receive the kingdom of God in that way. Now, the interesting thing is, Jesus said we've got to have childlike faith. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says in verse 11, Paul writes, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things." I love this because Jesus says, okay, you've got to have childlike faith, childlike awe, childlike wonder. The kingdom of God, we receive it as a child. But Paul says, okay, when I was a child, I acted like a child, I thought like a child. But when I grew up, when I matured, I put off childish things. So we can see from this that Jesus says, listen, we've got to remain childlike. And Paul says, we've got to put off childish things. Now, if you've had kids or been around kids, you've seen that childlike awe, that childlike wonder. I was just with a friend recently and she showed me a little video. Her husband's a police officer, and her little guy, every day her husband gets on his police motorcycle bike getting ready to take off from home to go to work, and her little son is like, "Daddy, we're going to race." And he's like, "Ready, set, go." Now, you and I know that that motorcycle is always going to be faster than the child, but this little childlike awe and wonder, "Come on, Daddy, let's go for a race. I'm going to take you on." There's got to be something like that in our relationship with God. This childlike awe, this childlike fun, this childlike wonder. When it comes to our faith, as we mature in the things of God, we should not be getting like more cynical, more disappointed, more discouraged, more disillusioned, looking like we've been sucking lemons. The more we're in the presence of God, we're in the presence of our Father, there needs to be more childlike awe, more childlike wonder, so that a watching world will look at us and think, "Whoa, who is this God that you know? This God that keeps a spring in your step, a glint in your eye." You can see that with old people. There's two kinds of old people. There's old grumpy people that just want to sit there and never grow and never change, and they're just like set in their way, and they look like they've been sucking lemons and life's just too hard. And then there is old people that you think, they are so young at heart. They are full of life. They are full of adventure. And I believe that as we mature in God, we don't need to get old and grumpy. As we mature in the things of God, we keep our childlike awe and wonder. And yet Paul says, but we put off childish things. And so often in our Christian life, we confuse the two. We actually remain childish, and we lose our childlike wonder. We think, well, you know, we intellectualize or we creedalize or we bureaucratize our faith and, you know, we just get more cynical or we get more disappointed or we get more disillusioned and we lose that childlike wonder, but we still say childish in our actions, in our reactions, in our thinking, and we don't mature. So what we want to do is make sure we get it right. We make sure, like Jesus said, that we remain childlike. And then we do, as Paul says, that we put off childish things. So we know one of the characteristics of being childish is being selfish. For a child, their world revolves around themselves. And the interesting thing is that it's all just about me. When my daughters were first born and they needed to be fed every 4 hours and they needed a diaper change, my daughters were never like, "Mummy, is it convenient that I wake you up at 3 a.m. because I need to be fed?" They did not care how I felt. They did not care if I had enough sleep. They never asked me whether it was a convenient time. They demanded what they wanted. So one act of being childish is being selfish. The world revolves around me. And part of maturity in Christ is that we put off selfishness and we take on selflessness. And the fact is that we become more like Christ, and it's not just all about me and my wants. Now, that's going to be really difficult in the world in which we live, which is all about pursue your wants, pursue your needs. You need to self-actualize. You need to self-realize. You need to self-fulfill. We need to pursue self. You do you, boo. You just pursue you. And yet in Christ, we're told to put off selfishness and to put on selflessness. You know, another childish characteristic that you and I need to choose to put off. Remember, the Apostle Paul said, put it off. That means unless we choose to put it off, we're just going to leave it on, because it's a lot easier to leave on childish habits than to put off childish habits. So we've got to choose to do that. And I think what we have to choose to put off is insensitivity. So you'll notice when it comes to young children, so if you've been around children or you've given birth to children or you've adopted children, you've had them in your family, when it comes to young children, they're not sensitive to the needs of people around them. You know, they're sensitive to their own needs. That's about it. And the fact is, you and I, as Jesus followers, we have to choose to put off this sort of insensitivity to a lost and a hurting world around us. We need to be people that with compassion and love, learn what it is to step into the pain, into the suffering, into the confusion of this world with a posture of compassion, with a posture of empathy, with a posture of love and grace and mercy. It's so important that we're not tone deaf to the world around us. Sometimes I scroll through social media and I see what people are posting and I'm like, do you even realize the pain that this world is in? But often when you are just insensitive to anything around you, all your sensitivity is to your wants, your needs, what's going on in your world. So you and I need to have a sensitivity to the needs of those that God places in our sphere of interest. So are you sensitive to the needs of those that are in your community, in your home, your friendship circles, your schools, your workplaces? Or do we just kind of barge in, insensitive to the world around us, just in our own world, just in our own bubble? You know, Jesus said in his first sermon, I love this, in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18, verse 19, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because." You know, if you've watched us at 8:21, we have these because bracelets, because I always want to remind us that we're on this earth because the Spirit of God is upon us. Because there is a because to our faith. There is a because. There is an action that accompanies our belief that is outworked in the midst of a lost and a broken world. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And so Jesus was sensitive to the world around him. Jesus was full of compassion. In fact, Scripture says he went about doing good and healing all of those that were bound. He was bringing freedom and life and liberty and hope and salvation to those that were in his world. You and I can't be so consumed with our own world and our own schedules and our own plans that we reduce life basically just to a to-do list, and we're not pausing to be sensitive to the world around us.
We all struggle with weariness, disillusionment, or a loss of joy and hope. It's familiar to all of us at some point in our lives. But life with God was never meant to be defined by discouragement. He wants to fill your life with wonder. He wants you to dwell in His goodness and experience the adventure of a childlike faith. In this eye-opening bundle from Chris, the four-part series, Childlike Faith, and her Resilient Hope devotional, you're going to discover the profound difference between being childish and being childlike, so you can mature into the person God created you to be.
In order to do what God's called us to do, to be who God's called us to be, we have to have a childlike faith, this sense of awe and wonder that God is God and we are not. And I'm telling you, that childlike awe and wonder is what keeps this faith adventure an adventure.
Friends, your generosity reaches lost and hurting people around the globe with the hope and grace of Jesus Christ through the media and ministry outreaches of TBN. So, to say thank you for your generous gift of $20 or more to TBN today, we'll send you Christine's Childlike Faith and her Resilient Hope devotional. Please, take a moment to call 800-350-5170 or go securely online to tbn.org/childlikebundle to share your gift and request your very own copies of these liberating resources. Rediscover your childlike wonder, awe, and faith, and learn just how wanted, loved, and chosen you are as a child of the King. Call, click, or write today.
You know, I remember when I was at the airport in Thessaloniki, Greece, in about 2006, 2007, as I was waiting for my bags at baggage claim, there were these posters of all of these missing women and children. And I remember it just got my attention because there were so many of them. And as I was preparing my message at the hotel room a couple of hours later to speak at the women's conference, I was preparing a message out of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, "Christine, you think you're the Samaritan in this parable, don't you?" And I thought, "Yes, I do." And the Lord said, "No, Christine, you're more like the Levite and the priest. You are so busy with all of your religious activity. You're so busy going to your next Christian event that you see those people, those women and children that you just saw at the airport, you see them as an interruption to your ministry rather than the object of your ministry. So, Christine, you need to cross the street like the Good Samaritan did and give up your own time, your own talent, your own treasure to make a difference in their lives." And out of that grew A21. If I was just stuck in my bubble of the fact that this was my dream come true and I was going to be speaking in Greece and I was going to be eating a lot of feta cheese and moussaka and baklava and that I was going to be speaking at a women's conference in Thessaloniki where Paul wrote the book of Thessalonians to, I had to stop being insensitive to the world around me, because while I was thinking about all of these things, there were women and children that were being trafficked, bought and sold for labor and sex or begging. So I had to make a decision that I was no longer going to be insensitive to the needs of the world around me. And as followers of Jesus, we have to choose to put off insensitivity and to put on sensitivity, because the fact is, in the world in which we're living, there is a constant bombardment of pain and suffering and loss and grief. When I just think of the amount of crime and violence and pain and suffering, we're helping to rescue the victims of human trafficking. We had to move our Ukraine office out of Kiev and into Poland, and our staff and our leaders, and there's children constantly being trafficked, and there's women being taken and men sold for labor, and there's so much pain and so much heartache and sickness and disease and loss and grief. It's just sometimes easier to go, "You know what, I'm going to allow my heart to get calloused. I'm going to take a step back. It's just too much." Another school shooting, another riot, another instance of injustice, another crime, more violence, more pain. And it just seems like it's too much. And so we are all on a threshold of saying, you know what? I'd rather be insensitive than sensitive because sensitivity is too painful and I don't know what to do with that with my heart. And so what we do is we pull back and we stop being activists and we stop advocating for justice and we stop knowing what's going on and we just numb ourselves and we lose ourselves, whether it's through, you know, just binge watching TV or getting lost on some computer game or just being so disconnected from the world because it's too painful to be in the world. This is where we put off childishness and we put on the cloak of the sensitivity of God. His burden is easy and His yoke is light. And we leave these things at the feet of Jesus. Our shoulders are not broad enough to take the pain and the suffering of this world. Jesus took that on His shoulders at Calvary. But you and I are His hands and His feet on this earth. You and I are called to be salt and light in this world. So we can't become insensitive to the pain and the suffering and the injustice and the loss and the grief and the sorrow in this world. You and I need to be sensitive to it, not tone deaf to it, and bring the love of God to it, bring the mercy of God to it, bring the hope of God to it, bring the peace of God to it. Be sensitive to a broken world, because a sign of putting off childishness and putting on maturity is that we put off insensitivity and we put on sensitivity. You know, have you noticed that children generally tend to be incredibly demanding and impatient? I don't know about your kids, but definitely I could tell you mine were that. When they wanted it, they want it now. I was going to say in the past, but all of us can be like this today. You know, kids always want their own way and they want to get what they want when they want it. I always feel sorry for mothers in the supermarket. I fly a lot, so there's mums with their kids and, man, if a kid wants something, you know, well, everyone's rolling their eyes at the mother. I just feel sorry for her and I go, I get you. I get the pain that you're in. You know, kids often have a tantrum if they don't get their own way and they make sure that they do that tantrum in a public place. You see it at the supermarket. Really, I just want to go and just, like, give a hug to all the mums when their kids are just like freaking out in the middle of a supermarket. And kids will make sure they do it at really inappropriate times. And basically they'll act out then, so they'll make you seem like you're a bad parent. But listen, we guys see you. I see all the mothers out there, all the fathers out there. The fact is we've all been there. And over the past few years, it's so interesting with all the chaos in the world, with all the pain and the suffering in the world, and it just seems the intensity of pain and the rapidity with which things are just happening. You know, Revelation 12:12 says the enemy knows his time is short. So it's like he's accelerated everything. And you see that, you go, we can barely breathe. We can barely come up for air. There's a natural disaster. There's a war. There's another school shooting. There's another riot. There's another act of injustice. It's like you cannot come up for air. It has been relentless on the heels of a global pandemic. And so you might be watching this and you're feeling like, I can barely feel like I can breathe. A lot of that is because of the speed with which things are happening. I've never seen it like this in my lifetime. You're kind of looking people in the eyes and going, are you really okay? Is your heart really okay? We used to just say, remember in the old days, you know, hi, how are you? No one really wanted to know. No one really cared. It's not like that anymore. Now you kind of grab someone and go, how are you? How are you doing? Are you okay? I got another text on my phone today by someone just really struggling with, you know, suicidal ideation. And this person, you would never think this is what they would be struggling with, but it seems to be constantly happening because there is just the intensity with which pain and trauma and hurt and suffering, it's happening in our world. It's like we are not designed to be able to cope with that. And the fact of the matter is that what happens is if you don't take that to Jesus and if you don't deal with the inner turmoil or the fear or the issues that are going on the inside, what happens is you're going to act out like a child that doesn't get their way. And I see that. You see it on social media. You see it in people's interactions. It's like people are having tantrums on social media. I'm thinking, listen, if you were my child, I would never let you act like that. It is so amazing. If someone doesn't get their own way, they're just quick, like, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to post this on social media. I'm like, oh, my word. What kind of world have we gotten to when somebody, they post something that's a point of view that you don't agree with. It's like, bang, we have a tantrum if the person doesn't agree with us. I'm like, what world are we living in? It's actually shocking, especially when I go and I read people's profiles and it says, like, they're a follower of Jesus. I'm like, can you take that off your profile? Because you are really not giving Jesus a really good name. It would be better if you didn't have that on your profile. And so the fact is, you know, spiritual director, and they're like cussing people out on social media. I'm like, you know, the two really don't go together. So the fact is, we see it happen just in relationships, in marriages. You know, people threaten one another. If I don't get my way, I'm leaving you. If I don't get my way, I'm walking out. If I don't get what I want, I'm just leaving this job. If I don't get what I want, I'm just going to go to another church. And I'm like, is anyone asking God? Is anyone actually going to God and saying, what is it that you would want me to be? Should I still be in this friendship? Should I be in this job? You know, should I be in this relationship? What we're doing is just tapping out, walking out, having a tantrum, going, if you don't do it how I want it done, when I want it done, by when I want it done, I'm out of here. But we read in Luke chapter 7, verse 31, 32, I love this. It says, and the Lord said, to what then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another saying, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned to you and you did not weep. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for their childishness. Their attitude was, if you don't want to play with my rules, I don't want to play at all. I'm taking my bat and ball and I'm going home. You cannot build a life. You cannot build a marriage. You cannot build a relationship. You cannot build a ministry. You cannot build a friendship. You cannot build a business with that kind of attitude. You and I, as Jesus followers, need to learn to be patient. We need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We must put off being demanding and put on cooperation and obedience to the will of God. A sign of maturity is that we are willing to obey what God says. We are willing to be patient, to not be demanding, to not always demand my own way, in my own time, when I want it, how I want it. It's that we're growing in the spiritual fruit of patience. Scripture says, let patience have its perfect work in you, that you may be mature and complete, lacking no good thing. A lot of us are lacking good things because we're impatient. We're probably the most impatient generation in the world. We want an app for everything. We want everything on demand. We want our shows on demand. We want to DoorDash everything. We want to open table everything. We want everything now. And yet some things like Christ-like character take time, take perseverance. The Bible says we need faith and patience to inherit the promise. A lot of us have got the faith, but we haven't got the patience. And we're wondering why we're not inheriting the promise. And it's not because God's not faithful. And it's not because we don't have faith. It's because we lack patience. If we're going to inherit the promises of God, we need faith and patience. In Jesus' name. Thanks again for joining me for today's episode of Equipping in Power. As you heard today, there is a key difference between living childlike and living childish. But I'm expectant for the joy and wonder God is going to bring back into your life as you determine to be who He has called you to be. I'd love to continue being a part of your journey. And that's why, in thanks for your financial gift to the media ministry of TBN that's impacting people all over the world, we're going to send you the entire series today's message is from. Just go to the secure website or call the number on the screen and give. And I'll see you next time on Equipping in Power.
We all struggle with weariness, disillusionment, or a loss of joy and hope. It's familiar to all of us at some point in our lives. But life with God was never meant to be defined by discouragement. He wants to fill your life with wonder. He wants you to dwell in His goodness and experience the adventure of a childlike faith. In this eye-opening bundle from Chris, the four-part series, Childlike Faith, and her Resilient Hope devotional, you're going to discover the profound difference between being childish and being childlike so you can mature into the person God created you to be.
in order to do what God's called us to do, to be who God's called us to be, we have to have a childlike faith, this sense of awe and wonder that God is God and we are not. And I'm telling you, that childlike awe and wonder is what keeps this faith adventure an adventure.
Friends, your generosity reaches lost and hurting people around the globe with the hope and grace of Jesus Christ through the media and ministry outreaches of TBN. So, to say thank you for your generous gift of $20 or more to TBN today, we'll send you Christine's Childlike Faith and her Resilient Hope devotional. Please, take a moment to call 800-350-5170 or go securely online to tbn.org/childlikebundle to share your gift and request your very own copies of these liberating resources. Rediscover your childlike wonder, awe, and faith, and learn just how wanted, loved, and chosen you are as a child of the King. Call, click, or write today.